Dick Vitale is with us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. It is so hard to believe the college basketball season is just around the corner. You just mentioned a moment ago the Harrison twins, those point guards, they're going to be playing at Kentucky. What can you tell us about them? Because they really are something special.
Well, you know, obviously, the kid Andrew Harrison, he'll be a point guard. Aaron's brother, his shooting guard. And the one thing they lacked last year, Kentucky, was point guard play, leadership skills, playing on a perimeter. You're not going to win right now unless you have good perimeter play. If people would like to see my Baker's Dozen top backcourts in America, just go to DickVitaleOnline.com, click the upper right where it says ESPN, and it will take you there. And also posting today my top front courts as well. But in basketball, you need great guard play. And that was lacking last year with Kentucky. I will go on record on your show to say that I firmly believe that Kentucky's recruiting class that is going to play this year for the Cats is the best I have ever seen assembled in my 35 years at ESPN.
Well, that's a profound statement because you think back, to the Fab Five in 91 at the Michigan team.
Exactly. I'm telling you, this class is unbelievable. The depth factor, size, perimeter players, and Julius Randle from out of Texas is unbelievable. He's a man playing with kids, strong, physical. Many of these kids, as we know, are one-and-done players. But the bottom line is at least college is getting the opportunity to see him for 1 year.
How does John Calipari do it each and every year? Of course, you had mentioned Anthony Davis. He continues to bring in such strong recruits.
Well, you know, even last year they win their 20-plus games. Bottom line, they had no guard play, and they didn't have any veterans back. This year is a little different. I love the year when they won it all with Anthony Davis and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. They had some veteran players back with them that was able to really help the young kids, and they have that this year. They got, in fact, NBA guys. When you think of Willie Cauley-Stein, you think of Poitras, they've all come back. But Calipari does a great job of getting them to play for the jersey, the name on the front. He doesn't get them to play thinking NBA, NBA, NBA. He did that with Davis and Gilchrist as well. You think about both guys, they were 1-2 in the NBA draft, and you look at shots taken, they were on the bottom of the list of the Kentucky team that year that won the national title. So they played in an unselfish manner. They play team ball. They share the basketball. They defend. And he does a great job of selling that. He sells it in a very positive way.
I was going to say, as a head coach, that's got to be a real challenge for you to divvy up so many of those minutes when you have so many McDonald All-Americans on your roster. I mean, there's a greater challenge to get those guys to check their ego at the door and for them to play team basketball.
I never had that problem, man. I was always hoping I could have a Wendy's All-American. I mean, this guy gets all these McDonald's All-Americans. It's unbelievable. That's a nice problem to have, at least to have too much talent. But you're right. It's a special art to be able to get them to blend and develop that chemistry.
We've only got a couple more minutes this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show, with the great Dick Vitale. Of course, one of your favorite teams you love to cover each and every year is Mike Krzyzewski, who it is hard to believe. You're talking about how many years you've been doing this broadcasting. He's in his 33rd season as the head coach at Duke, and it seems like it's a bit of a year of transition for the Blue Devils. They've lost a lot of talent and a lot of scoring.
I really believe this might be even a better team than last year. Very athletic. The two guys that really are additions, the kid Hood transferred from out of Mississippi State. Remember that name, Rodney Hood's going to be special. And you factor in Jabari Parker. Those two guys, in fact, talking to Mike on the phone, he told me our team will be built around those two guys. And then you throw in the kid Cook is back on the perimeter, Rashid Suleiman back, kid from out of Houston who can really shoot it. And they got some great, great talent. Very athletic. They expect to be quicker. The kid Dawkins has come back. He sat out last year. He is back. He strokes the ball really well. So I think Duke is heading for a big time year.
Dick, can you give us some love on Tom Izzo's boys?
Tom Izzo, certainly when you look at that club, everybody says right there, class of the Big Ten. You factor in the likes with Izzo, first of all, who's a future Hall of Famer, as is Bill Self. I think the three guys really on the verge of being Hall of Famers, Billy Donovan, Bill Self, and Tom Izzo, that are active coaches. Tom certainly right now has a special team. Adrian Payne will be special. About 6'11", 6'10", versatile. Throw in the likes of the kid in the backcourt, Appling. Factor in Dawson and Harris, who probably Harris a pro, said no to the NBA, came back to school, and really special. But I want to close with this, though. You mentioned Michigan State. We have my gala. My gala is to raise money for kids battling cancer for the V Foundation. Adrian Payne came to our gala with a little girl named Lacey, the most adorable youngster you can ever see. Mm. She's battling cancer. Adrian and all the Michigan State kids have befriended her. She goes to the game. She cheers for them. Well, they were at our event along with Tom Izzo, and it wasn't a dry eye when they ran the video of Adrian visiting her at the hospital, visiting her in school. And I mean, it was unbelievable. We raised over $1.6 million for one night. This year we have our gala again where we're honoring the likes of Nick Saban, football coach at Alabama. We'll be honoring Mike Bray at Notre Dame and Tom Crean of Indiana. We have the four tops that are going to provide Motown Sound for us. It's May 16th. Anybody want information, go to DickVitaleOnline.com and you can help us help kids. No child should be doing chemo, radiation. Mm. They should be playing, having a ball. And my goal, I just got a text just now, recently, from a mom whose daughter just went into surgery and is battling cancer. And it breaks your heart. Breaks your heart. Because they're not worried about basketball. The parents sit at their bedside from 7 in the morning to 11 o'clock at night praying for a miracle. So please, if you can help us, go to DickVitaleOnline.com. Any donation will be acceptable. We want anything you can give us. It will help us big time get our goal of over $1 million again. And it's all for the V Foundation, but it goes to pediatrics.
Dick, it is always a true pleasure to catch up. Some great stuff there. Of course, one more time, give all the listeners where they can go and to be able to make some contributions and to support.
Yeah, just go to DickVitaleOnline.com, or they can call if they like to make a phone call, 941-350-0580. 941-350-0580. We have some beautiful souvenir gala basketballs signed by me, and football signed by Bobby Bowden, who we honored last year, and myself. And there are only like a limited, about 20 of them left of each. And we're selling those at a $100 donation. Just call 941-350-0580 if you'd like one of those basketballs or footballs. We can mail it to you, and that $100 donation made out to the V Foundation. 941-350-0580.
Dick, a million thanks.
Well, good luck with your show now. I know it's expanded, and really, you do a phenomenal job. You're awesome, baby, with a capital F. Take care.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.